Back on the pregame show from Purdue Stadium, I'm joined by manager Adonis Smith for our weekly conversation, our final one of the 2026 season. And AD, it's been a bit of a tough run over these over the last week. Tough series in Hickory, dropping 5 out of 6, but you were pretty competitive with them. First two game series of this Fredericksburg one has been also pretty competitive. So how would you maybe assess the way the last week of games has gone so far?
I mean, the last week of games, guys are competitive. Guys are playing clean baseball. Sometimes pitches don't roll our way. And that's the game. And, you know, that's kind of been a lot during this year, same as last night, past two nights. But we're going to come out, we're going to prepare hard, we're going to continue to work, get better, and we always have another day to make it work.
And it feels like you've been there with both Fredericksburg and Hickory, but it's been really one inning in every game that you've been with them. Maybe you've out-hit them. You've been better defensively. You've matched them for pitch, but they've had the one or two big hits, and Schwarber's just haven't been able to get them. So it feels like this team has just been on the cusp almost all season.
Yeah, we're right on the edge. And that's just a testament to the work we put in collectively from our staff, working with the guys daily, being resilient. That's been kind of our mantra for the entire season. Even though we've been down early, we always find ways to fight back. But also just understanding, hey, that every pitch matters. And there's always one coming, got to be ready for it, whether that's on the defensive side, whether that's on the offensive side. Just be ready to play. And I think that starts with the preparation throughout the day, and continue to, you know, work with the individuals, the players that we have, and continue to pump their brakes. Also get on them when we see things need to be done, but also let them play carefree. And I think that's been a good lesson to learn from them as their first kind of stint of their professional career. Sorry about that.
You mentioned earlier about this has been a clean stretch of baseball for this team, and it has. You guys committed less errors than Hickory did last week, and you also have had a pretty good run here recently with no errors in a game. So we talked about this last time, but it feels like this team just continues to get better and better on the defensive side.
Yeah, I mean, we went through a series earlier on. It was at the infield call that we had that, you know, kind of displayed where we were. And obviously I take that to heart, and it all starts with the catch. Like, we can't do anything after that. So the focus has been to start with the catch and to let the play out after the catch. But we have to catch it before we make any other decisions or any other throws. And that's just been our main goal, is to catch the baseball. I know it sounds simple, but just to catch the baseball and throw the ball like we know how to throw the ball.
And it feels like at times it's just kind of overthinking a little bit too much on the field. That kind of goes to your point of what you're saying about catching the ball first. And it feels like with something like that, it's just reacting to the play rather than thinking too much. And that's when the natural abilities of these players really seem to come out.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we focus on from their progression work to as soon as they step on the field for their work day, is that, yes, we are going through the progressions, but it's very, very, very diligent work that we learn how to catch and how we do things. So it's translated to the field, and that's from the catch play, from tags, from hitting our cutoff men, to throwing to the right bases. It's kind of a full circle of things we worked on all year.
Yeah, I was going to say, this has kind of been a collection of how far this team has come. I know maybe it hasn't resulted in the win-loss record you guys would want it, but the improvement is there on the field. And you've seen every day, I've seen every day with the way these guys work. And although it may be not translating to the final record per se, but the improvement for this group has been there.
Yeah, and that's fact. I told somebody the other day that, you know, this team, you know, given the record that you see, is not that particular team. We've had a lot of bumps along the way, but guys are diligent about the process. And one thing I can say, that they can get slapped in the face one day and come out the next day and it's the same gritty, resilient team. And applaud the guys for that. It takes real courage, but also it's part of development for them to understand that these are the things that we have to do to be better and for it to show on the field. And it'll snowball, and those guys will understand and learn from that, and they'll become better players is the ultimate goal in player development.
One thing that's impressed recently, too, is the pitching. And it feels like a lot of these guys have done a really good job filling up the zone lately, missing bats. We've seen a couple good starts here in this Fredericksburg series, especially Harrison Kryling back on Wednesday. So how have you seen this pitching staff, even though maybe, again, we haven't seen the wins maybe come with that, how have you seen these guys maybe pitch here recently?
I mean, great. I mean, they're coming out throwing pitches with conviction, with confidence. And that's the biggest thing. It's just understanding what they have, how hard hitting really is. and to challenge guys. I mean, you're going to get beat sometimes, but the data shows that you're going to win, you know, 75% of the time. And so that's encouraging for them, just to see them hone that, take that, and just challenge guys with their best stuff and throw it with conviction.
And one of the best stories here as we come down the stretch has been Esteban Mejia. I know it was a tough start to him, went on the development list for a month, but he's come back after two tough starts since then and hasn't given up a run in his last three, and he's looked really good doing it. So what have you seen from Esteban and the improvements he's made this season, especially recently?
Started with a humbling experience for him. I mean, everybody goes through something, and for him to be on the dev list, to kind of really work through things, not just on the physical side, but for the mental side, or to see him go through that process and kind of dust himself off and pull himself up by the bootstraps and continue to work and continue to believe, it's been amazing. Super emotional time to watch him come out and throw the no-hit inning he had last week. It was just amazing just to see the glow, the confidence that he has in his stuff, and this constant reminder of who he is and who he can be, but just be grounded where he's at and continue to work and do it, and he's got the stuff.
Last thing I got for you, we're coming up on the end of the season, closing out your first year as a manager at Affiliated Ball. You've been a manager before, but as you come down the closing games of this season, just reflecting past on this year, what do you will remember about this team, remember your time as a manager here for the first time at this level?
I got two things, man. Resiliency, and it goes to just how they are, how they've been, but also the work never stops. And that's from day one till, you know, day 130, whatever that is. And that's the message, that they continue to be resilient through each and every day and continue to work every day. And, you know, if they put those two together, they will come out just fine.
Well, AD, I appreciate the time today, but also throughout the season. And it's been fun watching this team grow. I know the success record-wise hasn't been there, but it's great been to be a part of this ride with you guys, and hopefully it's a strong finish to the year.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Manager Adonis Smith, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.